Mr. Harvell has largely refrained from interfering in or commenting on domestic politics since stepping down as president 5 years ago. But this weekend, he seemed to cross that fine line between general philosophizing on the state of society and making overtly political gestures when he recommended that people in Prague not vote for the right-of-center Civic Democrats in the forthcoming elections. Rob Cameron explains why.
Václav Havel has returned with gusto to his original career of playwright, recently premiering his first play, Odchazeni, or Leaving, in 20 years. But suitably enough, it's a bitter dispute over the theatre and arts funding that's prompted what could be interpreted as a return to the political stage. In a column for Saturday's edition of Lidové noviny newspaper, Mr. Havel decries the policies of Prague City Council, controlled by the right-of-centre Civic Democrats, in particular over new theatre funding rules that mean subsidies are meted out according to the number of tickets sold. He ends the article by calling on people not to vote for the Civic Democrats in local and Senate elections in the autumn. Political commentator Peter Just.
Václav Havel has never actually left the politics, even when he left the office of the president. And he was aware of the situation that he will probably have to be somehow involved in the politics, or at least in some public discourse. Concerning this issue, we have to take into account that Václav Havel's original profession is that he's a playwright, and that actually one of the theaters that is in this protest against the ODS-led city government, there is a theater that's playing actually the last play of Václav Havel, Odcházení. So he is directly actually involved in this project. He's directly involved in this issue as he is one of the playwrights who are taking part in the city theaters and all the activities around.
Mr. Havel says the theatre funding dispute, which has seen angry artists invading City Hall meetings, is not just an argument about a few million crowns, but a struggle for the sense and character of the Czech state. The majority must always, he says, subsidise the interests of the minority to enrich and nourish society. But he doesn't limit his attack to the theatre, writing that Prague was spreading like a cancer, with new shopping malls and logistics centres being built on its outskirts, while the historic city centre is emptied of residents and old suburbs are neglected. The former president says only a change in the city council leadership can change things and urges people not to vote for the Civic Democrats in the forthcoming elections. Prague, in fact, will not elect a new council until the 2010 municipal elections. But either way, commentators such as Peter Just do not believe Václav Havel's overtly political article will do much damage to the Civic Democrats' fortunes.
Rob Cameron with that report.